1935, the Lions win the NFL championship. The Detroit Tigers take the World Series. The Red Wings bring home Lord Stanley's Cup. Joe Louis begins his rise to world domination. This transforms the Motor City into Detroit, City of Champions.
Ah, there's the crack of the bat, and we are off and running another episode of Detroit, City of Champions. I'm Jamie Flanagan, Charles Davison, be in the chair in just a second. We are hot off the, just a great trip. We went down to Portsmouth, Ohio, and met all the amazing, wonderful, wonderful people in Portsmouth, and they were having the big 90th anniversary celebration of the Ironman game, which was just a battle royale between the Green Bay Packers and the Portsmouth Spartans, who became the Detroit Lions. And lo and behold, as the season this year wraps up, the Lions facing off with Portsmouth, I mean, from facing off with Green Bay, once again, critically important. You know, there's whispers and dreams of playoffs, but just for the morale of the team, for you know, I'm a dude, I'm 55 years old, and what the Detroit Lions have been doing to me for several years is well, let's just say it's not been nice. But we're excited, and just the like I said, for the morale of the team, the importance of this game, and to talk about the importance of this game, pull in some of the pros, right? That's what we need to do. Get the professional opinions. This guy, he's the voice of, again, close to my heart, Detroit City football. Love it. The Golden Grizzlies out of Oakland University. He actually named play-by-play announcer of the year from our Detroit. And, of course, Woodward Sports, Neil Rule. Thank you for coming on the podcast today. Appreciate having you here.
No, Jamie, I was honored that you reached out. So I love talking about this kind of stuff. So I'm very, very happy to be here, especially big week, a lot going on with the Packers and the Lions. And let's get into it, man.
Yeah, so they pushed it. How does this work, right? They flexed the schedule and pushed it to the nighttime game, right? So now it's Sunday Night Football. Who got pushed out and how did that work?
No, you guys know how it worked, man. It's Aaron Rodgers.
No, honestly, not. Okay.
It's Aaron Rodgers in a win and you're in scenario, and it can be just a solo coronation for Aaron Rodgers, you know, and his hair and everything that he's into all the time, and his Nick Cage outfits walking into the stadium and all that kind of stuff. That's what it was. I mean, look, I'm not trying to add fuel to the fire or anything, but I am. This has nothing to do with the Detroit Lions. It doesn't. I mean, it's a nice sidebar. Like, it's a nice sidebar that it'll give them some stuff to talk about when they go to take a breath after they get done talking about Aaron Rodgers. But that is what it is. Like through all this, that is what it is. And, you know, today on our show, Big D Energy on Woodward Sports Network, I was talking about it, and I was saying how, you know, if Seattle doesn't lose, it diminishes. It does. And look, I know, and this, I got vilified for this. But it does diminish the game as far as a lot, because what's the goal? The goal is to win the Super Bowl. What do you got to do to win the Super Bowl?
Get in the playoffs.
Yep. 100%. And I know the depths of where they were and everything. And I get that they're a young team and all that kind of stuff. And I am kind of getting energized. Just the vibe, Jamie, you're giving me about the Lions and the Packers and this Aaron Rodgers guy, man. Like, it always comes back to that. That's why they're doing it.
People wonder why, and that's the entire purpose of Detroit City of Champions podcast, is to remind everybody, it's like, why is Detroit so fanatical about their sports? Why are we so deeply rooted and root for teams that you know, Lucy with the football, pull it away and let us down? And it all goes back to the 1935 season and when Detroit became, you know, the City of Champions, and you know, because the Lions won their championship, the Wings took their first cup, and the Tigers got their first World Series, and then the 30 other championships that all happened in that year just made this the sports town, hands down. Just and no one's even come close since. No. But before the Lions came here, they were in Portsmouth and they played that amazing Ironman game where the 11 guys stayed on the field, both sides of the ball, the entire team, entire time. And Potsy Clark was like, the only way you're coming off is on a stretcher. And you know, and they did, and they won, and they knocked Green Bay out of, because Green Bay had won the championship, I believe, 4 years in a row prior to that. And this game, the Lions beating the Packers in 32, had knocked them out of the champion, out of the playoffs, out of the championship for that year. And so that rivalry began. And I remember growing up and just the Thanksgiving game very often being with the Packers, just over and over again, facing off with them in memorable games. So how important is this? Because you're saying it's the Rodgers show, but do you think this game, a win here, is important? Not even if the Seahawks win, and we're not in the playoffs. I think this is huge for the morale of people loving the Lions.
Well, Jamie, it comes back to this. It's huge for me because I don't like the Green Bay Packers. You know, bottom line. So it's huge for me. It's about me. No, but Jamie, seriously, because I'm like you, right? Like, I'm respectful. I'm a big memorabilia guy. You know, I have a lot of signed photos and helmets and stuff like that. One of my very favorites is I have a 16x20 picture of Joe Schmidt sacking Bart Starr. You know, nice. And it's autographed by Joe Schmidt, and it's at Tiger Stadium, and they beat him and all that stuff. And it's just, it's been like this my whole life with the Packers and the Lions. You know, it turned into Brett Favre and the Sterling Sharp. We all remember that. Now we've worn it a lot more than we've gotten over on the Packers, especially in the biggest moments. And that's, I mean, again, that's where it goes for me. And I've made no bones about it on my show on Woodward Sports, where I want to see the Packers franchise obliterated. And, you know, the NFL had a chance to do that this year. And certainly given the state of the Packers right now with Aaron Rodgers' ridiculous contract that they torpedoed their whole franchise for some reason. But it looks like it might work. They might get in the playoffs. That's why it's big for me, is just because I don't like the Green Bay Packers. It is just that simple. And anything that we can do to get the Packers franchise, to get the city of Green Bay, to get Packers fans to feel even 1/16th of an ounce of the pain that we've felt throughout the year, certainly in these big moments. Hey, and I'm sorry, if you were looking for a tactical breakdown of the game or anything, that ain't me. I'm not here for that right now.
No. Like,
I'm getting on edge talking about it. Like, the hatred is real. This isn't fake. I want to see that franchise destroyed. I do. And nothing would make me feel better, because it is. It's always personal. And Aaron Rodgers has made it personal this year.
It just, I got a little love for Aaron because he's in the same fraternity as me. So he's a Teak, you know, but we got Ronald Reagan. We got Pee Wee Herman. You know, we got all the big guys. So, so if I'm not rooting for the Lions, it's like I'll root for them. But this weekend, definitely no rooting for Aaron.
No, without a doubt. This is a huge game.
Yeah. So, So Charles, thanks for just Charles rolling in here. And
just rolling in. Neil, good to see you, man. I listen to you guys' show like every day, man.
Charles, we still.
Yeah, you guys have a great show going, man.
You guys, the Woodward big D energy. You guys got it going on over there. It's some really cool stuff happening. So Aaron Rodgers. So I mean, but really, is there a chance? Because I know nothing about nothing. The premise of the show is I know nothing about sports. And Charles, I love history. I love Detroit. And Charles is telling me the stories. I really don't know. I'm just a very much a sidebar fan.
Which kind of helps, because I get to like teach. You know, because we talk about the City of Champions season 1935, greatest season in the history of American sport. You know, all Tigers, Lions, Red Wings first championship same season. So Jamie, to pick up from knowing nothing, and he gets to begin. Is it like for us, we begin learning at like, you know, whatever, you know, your first years. Like for me, my first education in the Lions was the 1991 Lions with Eric Kramer and all that. That's when I first got into it. Jamie's first education is talking about Dutch Clark from 1935. He's just saying,
I'm starting from the beginning.
He gets to start at the beginning.
At the beginning.
And work his way forward. Like, right now, we're talking about modern, you know, Lions right now. He's working his way forward from the past, which is like, you know, it's like, I guess kind of like watching, you know, Star Wars episodes from the original, you know, from the episode one, like the prequels or whatever, and working your way through.
But when you break it down to the nuts and bolts of it, what are the picks going to be this weekend, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I saw the Packers were a 4.5-point favorite. And look, let's be real. You know, if emotion weren't involved and you just looked at the history of this rivalry, you know which way you would put your money on. I mean, the NFL football fan that's going to be watching this game in Butte, Montana, you know who they think is going to win the game. And look, the Packers are hot right now, right? I mean, they are. They're getting it going, and Aaron Rodgers always makes a run. And, you know, every time you think you've got him destroyed and you got the franchise destroyed, he rises from the dead like The Undertaker. He is like a WWE character.
Is it really?
Yeah, he is. It's just, but I don't care about any of that. And you know what? To be honest with you, I want Seattle to lose because I want all the chips in the middle of the table, and there are no excuses. And look, if I had to bet my family's grocery money on it, is anybody going to bet on the Lions again across the nation? No, probably not. But damn it, I want the shot. I want the shot.
Yeah, I got my money down on them. Oh yeah, on the pat on the Lions. I got them going to the playoffs. I got my money on them going to the NFL, winning the NFC Championship, and the money on the Super Bowl.
Optimism
too.
Is what we got.
Hell yeah,
here.
I got ridiculous odds, dude. Ridiculous.
So, what's the odds on the Seahawks? What's the prognosis on the Seahawks winning?
Well,
I mean, this is the ultimate thing, man. They're going against the Rams with Baker Mayfield. Like Baker Mayfield's playing for us this week. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, hey, look at it this way too. It is a no-lose situation when you boil it all down, because you know the Rams could pretty much lock up that number 5 overall pick that we would get with a loss. So there is that. Obviously, I would trade that for the Rams to win that game. And look, here's the saving grace. And the Seahawks, I think, are a 6.5-point favorite right around there to win that game. Baker Mayfield's playing for his life right now.
Yeah, that's what I told somebody that earlier the other day. He's playing for his life. He's got everything on the line.
Yeah. All right, Neil. I know you're on tight time. So
can I throw one thing in there So I just want to throw one of my favorite elements of this upcoming game that maybe I'm not sure if anybody's really covered or talked about. But my favorite game in the last probably, I don't even know, many years, 5, 6, 7 years, my favorite game that I've watched with the Lions, and I have not been this engaged with this Lions team since in a long time. Campbell last year was when I really, really have started getting back into it. But my favorite game that I've seen in years was the final game of last season when they played the Packers. And the Lions had nothing to gain. Nothing. They in fact, that was the game the Jaguars won that game. And if the Lions lost against the Packers, they would have locked up the number one pick and got Aiden Hutchinson, right? They would have had, like, that's all they had to do was just lose. Because the Jaguars, won, and they were like, oh, if the Lions lose. And I thought about it for a second, and I thought to myself, I have never wanted the Lions to win a game more than I want them to win right now. I want them to win that game so bad. I'm like, I don't care. I want Aiden Hutchinson so bad, but I'm like, I don't even care. I don't even care about that. You could see the players fighting so hard. I'm like, dude, this is how you build like teams and chemistry. And like, this is like, screw the draft pick, win this game. There's everything on the line in the Packers. I thought about this last year while that game was happening, was that the Packers pulled Aaron Rodgers, I believe, right at halftime, going into the half, because the Packers were going to the playoffs. And I remember thinking to myself, what if the Lions win this game, right? And it catapults them into that winning culture, winning mentality, right? And in the next year, like, you know, they end up overturning the Packers. They end up overturning the Packers, and it started when they pulled Aaron Rodgers.
We got our chance on Sunday.
Yeah,
man.
They did. That's what I'm saying. Like, here it is, right in front of me. It's just, it's crazy. Like, that's kind of the way I see this game is that it's like, what if that, they were battling all last year, but there was that final game where they theoretically had nothing to play for, but it was really like they had everything to play for. They're trying to build that winning culture, and they won it. I was never so excited to see them. Like, I was so happy that they won that game. They were so happy. And then the craziest thing, they still got Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
They still got him. I was like,
I love a little Aiden too.
Yeah, I do have to get running, but I will leave you guys with this.
Yeah, thanks for the 2 minutes. Yeah, man.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, my big thing, and you watch the show, so you hear me talk about this.
Yeah.
I'm big draft capital guy. Like the second you can't make the playoffs, I don't want the team to win anymore because there's no reward for it. You're only penalized, really. And I didn't set up the system that way. The NFL did. So don't be mad at me.
Sure.
But for me, and I've always held true to this, I put that on hold when they play I hate the Green Bay Packers.
I do too. Absolutely.
I hope that you guys have gathered that. If you walk away with anything else other than this, know this. I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I don't like, maybe run some conditioner through your hair or something like that. I don't like the Nick Cage outfits he wears to the stadium. I don't like how he tells people, I've been immunized for COVID. The McAfee shows, all of that stuff. I've had enough, and I want somebody to take them down. Yeah. And who better than our Detroit Lions to do that?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, man. What a great game, man.
All right. Big D Energy, Woodward Sports Network. Thank you so much, Neil.
I'll be watching, man. Good to see you, dude. Nice. Thanks for coming on our show, man. All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, let's do this again, man. I'd love to get back in with you guys, man, for sure.
Would love to talk more, man. That'd be great. Absolutely.
All right.
Be good.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you too, man. See ya.
Hey, look at that. That's it. Chris and I are going to talk while you're gone. Chris won't feel bad if the Lions don't make the playoffs because he didn't think it was their year. But the Packers make it, then it'll be cheesed. So Chris helped us design. We're here in the Charles is like, this is the first time Charles is in the new setup in the new studio. We have a little bit of a different footprint. The old table's back. And Chris, I don't know, Chris said he loves seeing the crest that he and Charles created come to life on things. So t-shirts are available at wearingfunny.com. You can jump, but I created this hockey jersey. Chris, I'm pretty damn proud of this. And it's a hockey jersey with the crest on it. And of course it's got to say Detroit 35 on the back. So it's pretty proud of this little hockey jersey. Got 35s on the sleeve and pretty happy with the way this turned out. We have the cool t-shirts with the Detroit City of Champions, the crest for the Lions, the Tigers, Red Wings, and representing all 30 champions, 33 championships on the crest as well. So you can check that out in on our sponsor, wearingfunny.com. You can get into that.
Love the jersey,
hockey jersey,
bro.
Like, yeah, that 35 on the back.
Dude, that is so badass.
So I just this was the Christmas present to myself. It's like, that's you. Should be proud. It's freaking cool. Chris, this would not be anywhere. This would just be a silly shirt if it wasn't for the magnificent crest that you guys created to put on this. So thank you very much. And we're in Charles, this is the first time you're in the new
I was gonna, I wanted to point it out, this studio is freaking amazing
in the new
dude.
Footprint here. Yeah, so
this is incredible. You got the old table in, man. Yeah, this is my favorite table of all time.
I know. So
this looks
it was
awesome,
cool.
Dude, I walked into a freaking palace in here, dude.
All right, more presents, more gifts, because we're talking about how the rivalry between Green Bay and the Lions has gone on for so long, and that was the crux of the last episode. We were in Portsmouth for the 90th celebration, so we're kind of reviewing what we did there. But before we get to that, it's more Christmas presents. Grab that little box on the table there on the heater behind you. Hopefully, put plastic on the heater. That's a good idea, James. That's coming down from Chris. Chris, he hasn't seen this yet. So you didn't pull that out.
So it's my read the no here.
No, just yank that out.
Oh, you're
and then
dang, look at these things.
So yeah, there's one for you, one for me.
Those are freaking awesome, man. Chris, way to go,
so,
bro.
Yeah, give a guy.
Did you show these to the camera?
No, not yet. This is
can I show
time.
It?
Yeah, you can show it.
Look at that.
Yeah. So
dude, that's our crest that we made. You 3D printed this, Chris.
Yeah, those are pretty awesome.
That is freaking sweet, dude.
So he printed one for you, one for me.
Damn,
so
these are the first. Those are freaking sweet, dude. There's gonna be a day in the future. These are gonna be put on like the Eddie Bauer edition. SUVs or something, dude. That's what it looks like. It belongs on,
it's
man.
Hot. So
that thing is sick, Chris.
But again,
it's all a
celebration of 35.
Yeah,
and
that thing is
just
hot, man.
Yeah. So the amazing year, the amazing, amazing championship.
Man, we got to get some more of these, bro.
But it was all the rivalries, and the one of the biggest rivalries to come out of that cluster of years and that journey to that 35 year was that big Iron Man game.
Yeah.
With in Portsmouth with the Portsmouth Spartans.
Yeah,
and you wanted to recap. So what did you want to?
I mean, nothing specific. We're doing right now exactly what I was going to hope we were doing, which is kind of follow up what we did down in Portsmouth with with a little conversation in the studio. You know,
yeah.
I just wanted to say real quick before we move on that if anybody hasn't seen the last show we did, the episode 82,
yeah.
If there was one show that I'd want anybody to watch, like that we've done all the way up until now, I think that's my favorite show that we've done.
Okay.
I absolutely love that show.
All right.
We had the fantastic group of people with us.
Amazing.
I had like that show down in Portsmouth with that group of people. And in that, just in that environment, we had that entire experience was, I mean, we were in the absolute, like we were like in the soul of football down there, man.
Oh,
and like
was.
these, the way that those people, like, I feel like when we left, I know you weren't feeling too great when we left, Jamie, but it was like I was genuinely sad to leave that place because I feel like we have an entire group of people down there that are like our friends, man, like almost like family, dude.
Right.
And that show, I've thought about that show so much since we did it. And if anybody hasn't seen that show, it was just our last episode. It was 82. This is 80, number 83. That was 82, I believe. The last show, the special episode down in Portsmouth. Anyways, it was an absolutely amazing time. It was my favorite show that we've done so far. I absolutely enjoyed every second of doing that show.
Oh, and I'm telling you, cause, I was pulling down. So you sent me some images, but I have some images as well. And then you want to talk about going to the birthplace.
In case people haven't watched it, and they don't want to, the one thing I wanted to kind of summarize about what we did last week about being down in Portsmouth was the thing to understand about the Lions rivalry. Okay. Rivalries. A lot of times people think that a rivalry just like, oh, well, that team is a local team, so it's a natural rivalry. And in large part, it's true. You know, like, right. Okay, Chicago was a sort of a proximity city. So it's a natural rivalry for Detroit, you know, Milwaukee and Green Bay, it's a natural sort of, you know, general like Midwestern area, so it's a natural rivalry. And so, one of the things that a lot of people don't ever think about, especially when it comes to the Lions specifically, is that there's an actual reason why. That there's a reason why it's that, you know, the teams were proximity, but the rivalry between the Packers and the Spartans, the Portsmouth Spartans, before they came to Detroit, that rivalry grew. That's what we talked about. We spent a great deal of time in the last episode talking about the evolution of the rivalry between the Portsmouth Spartans and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, it was a blood feud.
Well, and you're talking about you're talking about the NFL,
yes,
and the birth of the NFL.
Yes.
The reporter had sent me this photo, and it's a historical marker there at the Portsmouth Stadium. At Spartan Stadium.
Oh, Randy
there.
Yowie, yeah.
He sent me this photo of the historical marker. It is the site. It is the very first NFL game. It is the site of the very first game
in
the NFL.
Yeah, so
that happened in 1920. Two professional teams met on the field there. And then this was dedicated in 2004, but it ultimately became the home of the Spartans and the site of that Iron Man game, which... It cemented the rivalry between that team and Green Bay.
That was cool about the Iron Man game specifically is that it was the culminating. It was like the culminating. It was the crescendo of this rivalry between the Portsmouth Spartans and the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers won three straight NFL championships and they had this whole issue with the third one was won under dubious circumstances, whereas they wouldn't engage the Spartans for the final game of the season. Like, oh well, we didn't sign a contract to play you, and the Spartans were like the next best team.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like, well, you didn't. We're in the NFL, and we haven't played you yet this year. So how come we're due a game against you to decide who's going to be the best team in the NFL? And the Packers were like, no, we're good. And the Spartans were
like no, crap, you're man. Not good.
And so we're like, no, we want to win our NFL championship. Yeah, and they're like no, we're good, we're fine. And so they won that third NFL championship. By basically default, they didn't even give the Spartans a game. And so that's why the Spartans joined the NFL. They spent all kinds of money. They built the stadium because they wanted to play the biggest and best teams out there. They had a great team. And so they, by getting denied against the Packers, that was the main, we're like, well, what do we join the NFL for if we can't get to play the Packers? So that was their mentality.
Yeah.
So the idea was that, the following year, the Spartans played the Packers in Green Bay, lost by, I think it was 3-0. They lost by a very, very low score. And Potsy and Curly Lambeau got in an argument. Potsy Clark, of course, is the Spartans coach, got in a huge fight with Curly Lambeau. And they and he was like, "We're going to beat you with only 11 guys when you come up. That's how good we are. We don't even need our full team." And so when they came down to Portsmouth, Potsy had to live up to what he said to Curly Lambeau, and he ran only 11 guys out there. He's like, "We're so good. And this is how good we are. We're going to only play 11 guys against you."
Yeah.
And they beat the crap out of them and knocked the Packers out of their third straight, or, you know, they're out of the running for their fourth straight NFL championship.
Right.
And of course, that game set up the first NFL championship game against the Chicago Bears. And that's where the right. And then from there, that's when the real rivalry began with the Bears and the Spartans, because the Bears beat them in that championship. And then sort of a similar scenario unfolded against the Bears. But what's important to understand, because I know we've covered all this before, of course, in the last show, but what's important to understand about this is that when the Spartans, and this is one of the things they don't talk about on the TV or anything like this, when the Spartans came to Detroit, when this team was transplanted to Detroit, it wasn't just a bunch of random guys in a franchise like this. That rivalry was transplanted with them. Right. That rivalry came to Detroit. And so when the Packers and the Bears came to Detroit to play against the newly built, named Detroit Lions, they were playing against the guys that had knocked them out in the Iron Man game. The Bears were playing against the guys who were developing the rivalry since the first NFL championship game in 1932. So moving to Detroit gave the Spartans players a new lease on life to continue their rivalry against these teams. For the fans of Detroit, that it was new to them.
Yeah.
This is new to them. They had no idea. They had to get to know the players' names. They had to get to know, they had to get to know, like, you know, they hadn't had the NFL in Detroit in years. I mean, in the previous teams that had been in Detroit as part of the NFL were just, flashes in the pan that just disappeared within a year and got rolled by every team in the league. So that's what I mean. Like, for the fans of Detroit, the Tigers are playing fantastic. And so they're, totally divert, the attention diverted by the Tigers. But what's important to understand about the Lions' early history and really about the origin story and the early history of the rivalry between the Packers and Bears is that rivalry begins in Portsmouth with these players and was transplanted to Detroit. So it was like in full flame.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
in full blossom. It wasn't like some new team started and they're like, "Hey, we're going to get our butts kicked for a few years and then we're going to, we're going to be mad about it and we're going to try to like climb the mountain and beat these teams."
No,
it was transplanted in iron hot fire when it came to Detroit.
Yeah.
And the fans of Detroit actually had to like jump in and like understand what was going on. That's what I'm saying. I think that's one of the components of the history of the Lions, especially in the history of the rivalries with these teams, that doesn't really get that never, nobody ever talks about it because nobody really dives into the 35 Lions history. So,
yeah.
34, 35 Lions history. So, that's why we went down to Portsmouth. That's why we spend so much time talking about the Portsmouth Spartans, because of failure to understand that the players that won the Lions first championship in 1935, not understanding who they were and where they came from and why they came to Detroit, is to really miss out on understanding what that team was.
I know the answer. This won't get mentioned on Sunday.
What? The Lions Packers thing?
Yeah. How it goes back to Portsmouth and the Spartans and the Iron Man game and the rivalry going back.
Oh, of course they're not. Yeah.
I think
nobody mentions it, dude.
But I really believe that people in Detroit should know this, and people watching.
Yeah, me too. I'm dedicating my life to it, Jamie. I'm dedicating my career to it.
My entire life is dedicated to bringing this story back.
So let me just say this.
Don't call it a comeback.
I agree with you.
I really hope they,
and you've dedicated to your career with this point too, bro, because you're all in. You got the jersey on. You got the studio built. You got the banners. You're all in with me too, bro. So you better go too, man.
All in it to win.
But I will say in the Chicago Bears game is that the announcers did mention the fact that the Lions had come from Portsmouth. There was a brief mention, and when the announcer, he looked like he was about to say something.
Yeah.
He just introduced it. he was like, well, they haven't had, I forgot what he said about, like, it was record or something that they had. They're like, when the Lions haven't done that or something since 1934, when they first came to Detroit from Portsmouth, Ohio. And he was about to like explain a little bit. Mm-hmm, and then something happened on the field, and the other announcer was like, oh, did you see that? You know, like he changed, he changed the subject on him. And then it got cut off. And
I had a good tidbit on my 3x5 card here, damn it.
That's what I'm saying. He was about to like give a little fact about it, and he was like, no, let's move on to like this guy freaking tripping on the ground or something. Something, you know, just that, like, meant nothing in the grand scheme of things. And he's like, and so he's just like, yeah, let's. He's like, look, a squirrel.
Yeah.
He's like, let's chase it
squirrel.
Real quick.
Squirrel.
So that's what I mean. Like, you know, that's the thing is, you know, like, that's good about our show, you know, is we get the chance to dive into. We can dive into as much as we want. We were down in Portsmouth, and now we're doing a show talking about like our Portsmouth trip.
So that was it. Yeah. So 90 years, December 4th, 1932. You called Universal Stadium at the time. It's now Spartan Stadium.
Spartan Stadium. Yeah. So, they just put the new sign up front. Yep. And also I wanted to see, cause we
they
also
did. So here's an original ticket and then a blow up of the original ticket from that game. Somebody who's been able to hang on to. So that was pretty amazing. People listening to the audio podcast, some of these visuals, but always available on Facebook and YouTube. So yeah. Oh, hey, you know, like, subscribe, leave a comment, tell a friend.
I'm going to send you something else real quick, Jamie. See if you can put it on the show here. This is one of the things we were doing on Sunday. What was like off of the screen. I can talk about what we did on Sunday a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sunday was really cool too. Cause we didn't know, we did the show on Saturday.
Yeah.
And on Sunday was what they had done was they raised money for the state. This is what's kind of cool to understand about the stadium down there. Is that the stadium is in perfect preservation from when the Portsmouth Spartans left for Detroit. They still have a perfect 1932 stadium, and I know people might be like, well, what, you know, kind of what's the difference or whatever, you know, it's a stadium. This thing, it's like, it's just the coolest place. When you're there, you are just, I just texted you. So when you're there in that stadium, it is like you feel like you are in like the essence of football. It's like everything is made of like, I mean, it's like a vintage concrete. The box seats are this kind of vintage concrete. It's got kind of a more of a oval, like a, more of like an oval shape than a, you know, regular stadium. And it was just, and so anyways, the reason I mention it is because, one of the things they did there was, it might seem small to us up here, but you know, they added a sign to the front of the stadium, which might not seem like all the most exciting thing in the world, but you have to understand, like, this is, you know, that they, you know, there, this is, you know, there, nobody, there's no NFL team that plays there. Right.
Right,
so
right.
Like, so you have to, so it is exciting when you're like, you know, these are people that are pure history lovers and that still love this team enough, you know, 90 years later, to say we're going to raise money to put a sign up in front of the stadium because the old sign's falling apart. You know, like, there's, you know, like these are history purists. These are people that still love this team and love the story. And it was like, it was so cool. Like, it was a nice, you know, crisp, cool day down, you know, cold day down there, put up this sign. And Jamie's putting up a little picture on the screen here because they weren't finished putting this plaque up, but they're adding this to the interior of the stadium on one of the, on one of the support beams.
Mm-hmm.
They're adding this in brass, but so all I have is the text for it. And this is what the plate's going to look like. But anyways, they hadn't added it yet. They were still working on getting it made, actually made. Mm-hmm. But the sign is great because our buddy Tom Urich is the one that donated the money for this.
Sure, yeah.
And so, you know, so this is what's cool is that if you can't read it on the screen, I'll read it because this is going to be a brass plate inside that stadium.
A memoriam, yeah.
In a memorial plate, yeah. It's going to say, in 1935, when the Detroit Lions won the NFL championship, 12 of the Lions were former Portsmouth Spartans, 9 of whom had played in the Ironman game of 4th of December, 1932.
Oh, wow.
So this is, you know, this, there is, you know, he's Tom
donated
wanted to,
by Tom Urich.
Absolutely. And, yeah. Tom wanted to, you know, make sure that that connection between Detroit, you know, winning that first championship and that team is like, you know, there for posterity, you know, for anybody that just, you know, happens onto that stadium grounds. And so, but yeah, it was a really cool thing. You know, the sad thing is we woke up on Sunday morning, you know, Saturday is when we did the show. We went out to a phenomenal dinner at Will Malt's restaurant, The River. And anybody that goes down, there's us at The River. And so Jamie's on the left there, Will Malt's next to him, and then Tom Urich, and then myself. And that's us at The River. We just like anybody that goes down to Portsmouth, Ohio, or anywhere near Southern Ohio, if you do not go to The River restaurant, you are missing out on a truly and just an absolutely, truly amazing experience. Yeah. Will Maltz, the owner of the place, and you. This when we walked in. Do you want to explain what it was like when we walked into that place, Jamie? We went there after the show. We walked over there. We're trying to
find it, and then we're walking down the street and we're seeing these flames. We're like, oh, what crap? Is there a building on fire?
Yeah.
And then we turn the corner and we smell the food cooking. And
the flames were like 10 giant, like cast, like your open pit style freaking flame grills with roaring. And there's like roaring flames, and the people that are flipping these steaks, they're like giant, they're like literal sides of beef.
They're like Fred Flintstone.
They're Fred Flintstone steaks, and they're like flipping these things with snow shovels, man.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's like four or five people on a grill. This is not like guys working on the back and like, oh yeah, we're just grilling these steaks.
Oh, yeah,
these are industrial grills, and they are flipping these massive steaks, and they're just working their asses off out there, man. It's like an outdoor, they have an awning over the roof, and you're like, I was like, I told Jim, I go, I think this is it, Jamie. Would you guess that this is the river? You know, and that, like, we see this place and we're like, holy cow, man. We go in there. There's probably a couple hundred people in there. And it just kind of like at these long tables, and they're just bringing out steak trays to people. Like, this is the true, like, Cro-Magnon, like, meat eater establishment. Like, what do you have to drink? Whiskey. Okay, great. I'll have whiskey and steak, please. Yeah. You know, and they bring out the steak. We ordered a small, and it's the biggest damn steak I've ever had at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
It's the biggest steak I've ever had in a sitting, whether I'm sitting at my own house.
Yeah, it was.
God, they were monstrous, dude.
Just amazing. Yeah. Amazing food.
They're amazing food. Fantastic. But, I took a picture of the outdoor. This is what the outdoor looked like at night after the grills had. We're taking a nap for the evening.
Trying to get pictures. There's I mean, these are ginormous.
Ridiculous grills, yeah.
Sized grills. Yeah,
we met Will Maltz's son, Chase. Their whole family's great.
It was
phenomenal,
it was an
people, yeah.
It was an experience. And he said that they sell the second most Angus beef of any location in the United States.
And I don't doubt it.
There's one place.
Did you doubt when he did
there,
you doubt
there's one place in Texas that sells more. But they sell more
this
Angus
place,
beef than any place in the United States.
When he told us that fact, did you dispute that at all?
No.
There was absolutely no dispute. And this is like right off of the downtown. This isn't like out in the country somewhere. Like, this is like downtown Portsmouth. You know, there's this. First of all, there's an incredible Christmas. They won, I think it was 2019, they won the Hallmark Christmas Award for greatest like Christmas downtown setup. I think it was 2019. But they won this award, and you see why. Like, they've got Santa Claus outside walking around, like, ring. You know, I mean, he wasn't just ringing a bell. He was, like, you know, owned a store nearby or something. I got my picture taken with Santa Claus. Did I see that picture? I got my picture taken with Santa Claus. Yep. But it was just this phenomenal downtown setup. The downtown was looking great, man, from last time I was down there. But the river was just right off of downtown. It was right there. We walked there from our Airbnb. It was great.
So yeah, it was an amazing time. It was an amazing weekend.
Yeah.
Awesome hosts, keeping us entertained.
Just the great people, man.
While we were there.
Yeah.
And it was a really great episode. So the last episode there, it was 81. You can check that one out.
Was it 81?
Yeah. And this is.
Man, why do I keep seeing 82 or 83?
This
man?
Is 82. And is this it? One's okay. 82.
All right.
And then. Yep. So there we go. So,
no, it was great. But, and then the final day, of course, we mentioned Jamie wasn't feeling too great the next day. Just a weather change or something. I'm not sure exactly what was going on. He was not feeling up to going out to the stadium and stuff.
I just hid in the B&B. It was kind of cold too.
Yeah.
There's
a couple of pictures. The reason I'm kind of mentioning the second day is because we had a chance to go, there's a right off the stadium. There's a place called the Stadium Lunch. And it was and the Stadium Lunch is another place, you know, it's if you have a chance to get down there, then like this is real Portsmouth like restaurant type place, you know. I mean, it was a kind of place where you go to like watch a football game, have some drinks, and it's like it's basically no frills.
Right.
It's been there for like 100 years or something. I don't know. It's been there forever. And like the people there's a guy there that had like every single Portsmouth piece of Portsmouth memorabilia you can imagine, like every game program. Banners, everything. This is me with Christy. She was so awesome because it just kind of show you how no frills this place was. I loved it because I went there. I go, hey, I wanted an Irish cream, you know, a coffee with some Baileys in it. And I said, I go to the bar, and that's the girl I was talking. She's got a Spartan shirt on, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she's, I asked Christy, I say, hey, Christy, you know, I was like, Eric, go, hey, you know, Wilma, I was like, hey, this is Christy, you know, whatever. And so anyways, I go, hey, you know, you got an Irish coffee? I'm dying for an Irish coffee. And she's like, no, we don't have, you know, we don't have that. And I was like, okay, I'll just take regular half and half. She's like, no, we don't we don't have any cream. I'm like, well, you know, like, but I'm like, well, I'll take it. I'll drink it black, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then, so that, and so it was, I was laughing. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Whatever. You know, like no frills. I'm down with that. And so, so anyways, but it was funny because it would do it. We, for everybody's eating these sandwiches. I'm like, man, those things look good, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, I was like, hey, I'll take one of those. And so they, she's making, she tells me what it is. And it's, there's no menu. This is like what they're all, this is what they're all eating. And it's a thick cut of bologna with pepper jack cheese and onions, right? Toasted and everything. And so I'm eating it. I'm like, you know, they give it to me and I'm like, man, this is freaking great. Uh-huh. This is great. I was drinking all night and stuff. So I was, you know, the sandwich is great. I'm like, hey, Christy, this is great, you know? And then this guy comes up to me and he goes, we call that a Kentucky steak down here. And I go, and I go, you know, everybody in this bar is talking to each other. Like everybody's like, there's not, I'm not sitting by myself at the table. Like there's like a room full of people. We're all like laughing with each other and stuff. And this guy goes, we call that a Kentucky steak. I go, I was like, do you? And he goes, no. I go, well, what do you call it? He goes, a bologna sandwich. and everybody was dying. I was like, yeah, that seems about right. like I mentioned this story because it was like, dude, we felt like they made us feel at least, you know, they made at least me. I thought they did the same view. They made these people down in Portsmouth. If you have a chance down there, you go down there and you tell them, you know, meet, you know, Jamie and Charles, you go down there. These people are like, the, you know, you meet up with Will Malt at the river. These are like our family down there, man. And we, you know, I just want to say, you know, like on film, whatever, like I enjoyed every moment of meeting everybody down there. You guys all made us feel great and, just a truly great experience. And, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to do the episode, the follow-up is because
it's
just to be able
you.
To, was, yeah, just another astounding. Thank you. Cause they were a tremendous group down there.
Yeah, great. So good luck to our Detroit Lions as they head into this rivalry game once again. And
I got money on going to the Super Bowl, bro.
Fingers crossed.
I got money on going to the Super Bowl.
We want to see it. Thanks to Neil Rule for joining us, Woodward Sports, the Big D Energy Morning Show. It was super awesome for him to come in and chime in talking about the importance of this and the unimportance of Aaron Rodgers, apparently.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, that was cool. I'd love to have him back. And
yeah, no, yeah, it'd be great.
And we'll do more of that, and we'll do more of this. So please like, subscribe, leave a comment, do all those podcast things and all the podcast places. DetroitCityOfChampions.com is your one-stop shop for all of that. WearingFunny.com for all the merchandise.
They got that hockey jersey on there? Man,
we can make it happen.
Jersey or these things, I'm telling you.
If you want the hockey jersey, we can make it happen.
I'm telling you right now, you want one of these. These 3D crests are like the coolest things, man. Yeah. We got our own graphic.
That's great.
And we got to get these things up there.
I'm telling you. All right, we're going to do it again next time. It is Detroit City of Champions.